Well, Lordy mercy, I was in a mess. My wife run off with my TV set. Didn't bother me none, and she had to go. Except I was gonna miss all my TV shows. So I looked up to heaven, got down on my knees, and I cried, "Dear Lord, will you help me please? I need a TV by tomorrow night, 'cause Ric Flair's involved in a title fight." Well, I guess my tithing finally paid off, 'cause early next morning should have seen what I saw. Reached in my overhauls for my inhaler, 'cause there's a big brown box right in front of my trailer. I used my truck keys, cut open the box. Well, I was hoping for a Sony or a Magna box. I looked at the name, thought, "Oh my gosh, this must be a new and called Macintosh." Well, my last TV was a whole lot wider, but this one here come with its own typewriter. It had all the letters from A to Z. I guess you just typed in what you want to see. Well, I thought I punched WWF, but the TV screen said World Wide Web. Then I broke out in a cold, cold sweat. I was the first redneck on the internet.
He was the first redneck on the internet. A bona fide, country fire, cyber threat. He went online, yes, one time, and now they'll never forget. The first redneck on the internet.
It was all so new, I should have taken my time, but I slammed that mouse up in four-wheel drive. Last time I did so much pointing and clicking, I had a 22 rifle shooting at chickens. Then all of a sudden it occurred to me, the power I had with this fancy TV, I could get back at my ex-wife with a touch of a button. I could ruin her life. So I got the number off her MasterCard. I bought a new lift kit and four new tires. And I got online to her bank account. Went ahead and closed that sucker out. I had her power and her water shut, slap off. Then I sent an email to her dad blame boss, letting him know that she told me she'd have his job by the end of the week.
He was the first redneck on the internet. A bona fide, countrified, cyber threat. He went online just one time, and now they'll never forget. The first redneck on the internet.
Now the moral of the story, as a matter of fact, in a couple of days I got my TV back. She said she'd like to come back as well. I told her to go straight to AOL.
Now I thank the Lord and the UPS. Dropping that box at Pete's address. If you ever want to find him, it won't take long. Type www.cletus.com.
To reach the first redneck on